the springs, the rain, the oceans are springs from, I'm going to flood the whole thing. You believe it, Noah? He said, I believe there's a coming water. And so what now? He said, you're going to need a boat. Start building it.
That's right.
And that's how he was saved. And look, by his faith, he condemned the world. Look, the water, their unbelief in it, killed them.
That's right.
It's just like us. We hear, what do you want me to do? He said, repent and be baptized, all of you, in the name of Jesus. Well, some guy told me one time, he said, you think that all these baptism verses are alluding to water, unless you're born again of water and the Spirit. John the Baptist is taking him into the Jordan River, a right. stream of H2O. Well, I went through all these texts. He was saying spiritual water. That's just an analogy. It's really not, he's not talking about water. Well, when I got to this verse, 1 Peter, I said, what kind of water drowned everyone but Noah and his family? What kind of water was that? Was that spiritual water or was that rainwater, H2O? He said, that was H2O. I said, we finally identified water. So I read him this text and he looked at the ground and he said, he was a preacher. He said, I've never seen that before until right now. And I said, why don't you just do it? Go to the water, mm-hmm. let someone baptize you, go baptize them, just like Jesus said.
Right.
You got all these texts, they have to mean something. Jesus himself said, where did water baptism come from?
It says, and I baptize also the household of Stephanas. Besides, I know not whether I baptize any other, for Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of none effect. You know, there's a great, this chapter's got a lot, this book is a great book, but he says flat out that he didn't get sent to baptize. And there's a lot of churches that teach that baptism is part of salvation. But if that's true, then Paul was only getting people half saved because he wasn't baptizing people. He was sent to preach the gospel. And the gospel is what saves. It's not baptism. The Bible never says baptism saves you in a way that, you know, it doesn't save you. Because if it did, then he would get people saved and, you know, he would preach in the gospel and baptize them. Which also tells you that baptism is not part of the gospel.
Amen.
Right? Yep. Not with wisdom of words. So Paul didn't use wisdom of words. And that's and I think of apologetic people. These apologetics are like, oh, Rabbi Zacharias was the greatest apologetic of our time. Why? Because he used his own wisdom to try to convince people of the Bible. You know, and they're like, he got so many people saved, he didn't get his soul saved. Because he's roasted in hell because he's a false prophet. But anyway, so baptism does not save, and your wisdom of your words doesn't get people saved. You know what gets people saved? The gospel. And that's what Paul preached. And this, so it proves that baptism is not part of the gospel. It has no saving effect. If it did, then Paul only got the people saved that he mentioned above in these scriptures, right? And so there's lots of churches that teach this. There's Pentecostals that teach the full gospel, and part of that is baptism. The Mormons believe. What is the first thing that they do? They take you in and baptize you. And then, you know, they dig up your relatives and baptize them too, or whatever. But Mark chapter 16, verse 16 says this, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. And they'll take that verse and they'll run with it. But what's it say in the second half? It's still, there's still part of the sentence left. But he that believeth not shall be damned. So it doesn't say he that believeth not and is not baptized. It just says he that believeth not. The Bible's very clear about how you're saved. And baptism is not being saved.